That first game, though, at Inverurie Court, you managed to pick up an injury. It kept you out for a while, I think.
Yeah, I cracked my... I think I might have cracked my sternum. I think it was down there. With the, that's with the South West, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I,
against London County.
Against London County. Yeah. That's it.
Your first game.
Yeah. Caught up in a ruck, stood up, and the whistle had gone, so you stand up relaxing, and then some chap had come in, shoulder, intent on making the ruck, cracked his shoulder into me chest, which, you know, you'd relaxed and you weren't telling ready for the impact, and just, I thought, you know, knocked the wind and stuff at me at the time, thinking, oh, hey, get up, you'll be all right. But sort of, when they say, cracked your sternum, you know, what have you. But I remember for, you know, 4 or 6 weeks after that, you know, you were there, you couldn't breathe, couldn't cough, couldn't sneeze, and, you know, quite a bit of discomfort there. Yeah, not the ideal debut there. That was, yeah.
No. But you came back.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you were leading try scorer in the end that season.
Yeah.
You scored 13 tries. And you got a hat trick against Newport. Do you remember that? It's the sort of thing that, you know, interviewers pull out.
And I'm just trying to think now. No, I don't do know, honestly. You know, in the earlier days, the hat tricks I remember was one against West Hartlepool. That was up here at King's Own.
I was going to come on to that later.
There's one that I could remember. But, you know, as for earlier in my first season, the early days, I think most probably, and very sadly, the drinking culture after that game most probably ripped it from my memory there. It was kind of sore. I'd been made to drink a beer or two after, as a result of that scoring three tries. It's,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have guessed that. And then the following season, you were the only Gloucester player who started, at least, within the starting lineup for any of the three South West games. And that was the year that the South West won the ADT Divisional Championship.
That's right. I think it was the... Sorry, we played London. I think I had two tries against the London Counties. And then we played the North... and I scored three tries against the North, which was quite pleasing. That was because the wingers at the time there were Nigel Heslop and the Underwoods were on the wings.
You're doing quite well, but you actually played the North first.
The North first. That's it. Then there we go.
Then 29-9, and you're right. Of course, you scored a hat trick.
Yeah, that's it. So you know, I remember over the championship there, I scored five tries.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Nick Beale likewise, though, had scored five tries.
It was
he was on the other wing.
Fantastic season.
For
Nick Beale too.
Nick Beale too, he was absolutely cracking.
You must have felt you were going places, both of you, really. Faster than you did.
It was a great highlight again there. And, you know, we had a very hard game against the Midlands, at Welford Road in the end.
Yeah, the pack completely steamrolled you.
And it was. Yeah. It was, you know, it was... Yeah,
you still held on for an 18-0.
We drew it, and it was a very close fought game, and it was, you know, there wasn't much flowing rugby. Where I remember in the North in particular, there that it was lots of flowing rugby and overlaps, and we were running from our own 22, and you know, when you're outside Jeremy Guscombe and people like that, you know, they're throwing the ball about. The class of the players in there gives you the space and what have you, It was a great experience there, you know, being alongside them. But it was, you know, the last game against the Midlands was very much a hard fought battle up front.
Yeah.
Towards the end, we just held on. At the end, but it won us the ADT Championship. I got my tankard again up in the loft.
Yeah.
And a few of the South West shirts, and they're all up in my loft, sort of thing. It's. You know, back on, it was a cracking time, and I enjoyed it.
It must have been. The Times says, I quote, "If form in the divisional championship carried more weight, Nick Beale and Simon Morris would be challenging Ian Hunter and Rory Underwood more strongly for England wing places in the next international against France."
Yeah.
But it was very strange, the divisional championship, wasn't it, really? It was supposed to be an England trial, and yet it didn't carry that weight with the selectors that it should have done, it seems to me, if it was going to be truly meaningful.
Yeah, it was the arena there to put your skills on show, you know, and what have you. And it was one of those things that, you know, it's, I remember after a game, it was Nigel Starmer-Smith made a comment once on rugby special type thing, that, and that might have been after the Hartlepool game where we ran in three tries in that game. And there was a comment on there about, oh, a potential England slot may come at a later date and what have you. Because I remember coming down to Lindy Rugby Club at the time, and we haven't gone back, and everybody was talking about that. Yeah. And you sit there and think, yeah, but, you know, that's just it's talk. You know, you just, you've got to keep, your head down, you've got to get there, and you've got to keep playing. And the biggest thing is you've got to keep injury free. And, you know, with a lot of sportsmen, it's all ifs, buts, what ifs. And, you know, from the...
As it is today,
you know, when we said you look at all the players that played in that back line with the Southwest, they all went on and got England caps. And, you know, if you're injury free and lucky and you stayed fit, perhaps your time may have come. Yeah. But I was always one that kept putting myself in places perhaps I shouldn't have been. And I was walking out with, you know, my cracked sternum, and another game I broke my thumb out here, and which it put you out for a couple of weeks. And in the end, 95, I snapped the cruciate ligament, which sort of put pain to my, the top class of rugby at the time. Just as things were all falling into place and things were going quite well at the club.
You must have been disappointed at that stage.
You were very disappointed. You know, it was a very unfortunate time at the time. I was playing against Sale out here, and I also played for the British police, Great British Isles and Ireland police as well, which back in the day, you know, their team were, you know, a formidable team. You know, we used to have lots of internationals playing for us, like Dean Richards and Mark Lynette, Steve Sutton was the Welsh second row. We had Hugh William Jones, Welsh prop. You know, it was Derek Turnbull, back row for Scotland. We had you had Apple Yard. Was the Welsh Richie Collins, your back row forwards, Roland Phillips was another lad. You know, we had an abundance of Welsh international forwards and what have you. So you played with some great players. But, you know, on that in 95, the British police were going off to Canada in the May, so I was supposed to be going on tour with them in the May. England A was going to Australia, and I'd had a letter saying you're being considered for this squad to go to Australia. You know, and there was a list of about 36 names I was on that was going to be dropped down to about 30 odd. So you were in the mix to potentially go off. I think Paul Horford might even have gone in my place in the end. Out there, you know, you know, so you were there in the mix, but it was just one of those things. It was, yeah.